Okay, let's get into Psachim Yerushalmi Daf Nun Hey, and we are on Nun Dalet Amud Beis, in the sugyas of Ketzat Solon. We're talking about the mitzvah of roasting one's Karan Pesach and the Isser of eating a Karan Pesach that is Mavushal or Na. So we are discussing Nun Dalet Amud Beis, we're up to Rav Imi Bo'i, about six lines up from the bottom. Rav Imi has the following question. So we know the din is that one has to roast a Karan Pesach Tzli Eish, meaning on the fire. So how far do you extend that? What if you have toldas eish, right? If you have something that was heated by the fire, and now you're heating the Karan Pesach, right? Similar discussion could be asked in Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos, we generally paskin, even though some Tanan, we had a Tana earlier that argued, but we paskin that toldas eish is ke'esh. If you heat something on Shabbos that was heated by something in the fire, that could be an Issa Daraisa, right? If I take a big pot off the fire, and I put something that was uncooked into the pot, so then that could be toldas eish, that could be an Issa Daraisa, right? If it's a Kli Rishon Shehusar, Husar Me Al Ha'esh. So what about here? What about for Tzli Eish? So Rav Imi Bo'i Garaf Es HaTanur Vitzloya Bo. What if I have an oven that I had coals in and I swept it all out? Right? We know we're familiar with the Lashon of Garaf Katum when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. So what about Garaf Es HaTanur? I swept out the whole Tanur. There's no more coals in it and there's only the heat of the oven. Vitzloya Bo, and I roasted the Pesach in it. Is that called Tzli Eish or not? Right? This might be connected to those other contexts or might be different, as we'll see when it comes to Karan Pesach, where the Karban Eda says, Mahu imikrit Tzli Eish Olo. Is this called Tzli Eish or not? So the Gemara first suggests, maybe this is connected to the Machlokas that we had in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, if you remember, said you put the innards and the legs inside the Karban Pesach, so he takes the Gemara, the Pasuk pretty literally, V'nasan Eskarav Al-Kirba. Rabbi Akiva says, no, that's not allowed. You put it outside. You put it outside, you don't put it inside. So Rabbi Akiva does not take the pasuk as literally. Tolin chutzolo, you don't need it in or on. You put it next to it. So the Gemara suggests at first that maybe Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who took the pasuk literally for that halacha, so would also take it literally for this halacha. So the Gemara says, Ki amar Rabbi Yirmiyah matzri chalei, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Maybe the question is only according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who takes al-kra of that part of the pasuk literally, so maybe he needs Tzli Eish also literally. From Rabbi Akiva, Pshitole, but maybe according to Rabbi Akiva, it's obvious that it would work, that it would be kosher, because you don't have to take it so literally, like the other part of the pasuk wasn't taken literally. So too, this part doesn't mean Tzli Eish, it's good enough. Right, shall we say that? So the Gemara suggests first that the question is only according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. This is how the Pnei Moshe understands the question. You see on the fourth wide line, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Kadarish Lekra Bedafka, he darshes the earlier Pasuk Bedafka, Kadarina Le'el, like we learned on the last daf. The Krahu Darish the Akrav Al Kirbo Bedafka, Shetzorach Shiyu Nidbakin Imo. It has to be stuck with it, in it. Touching, if he came boile, so maybe according to him we ask, Dilma Reishi Dekra Nami Bedafkahu. Maybe the beginning of the pasuk also Bedafka, Dichsiv Ki Im Sliesh, Al Gechalim Betaner, with their coals there. Vataner below Gechalim, Lav Sliesh Bikri. And an oven without Gechalim is not called Sliesh. O Dilma, or maybe not, the whole Vataner Nischamim Machma Soesh, how is that Kit Sliesh? Maybe that's good enough, even if you take the pasuk literally. It's like Sliesh. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the sphere lay, I'm still reading the Pnei Moshe, Gabi Hadil Elk Dekra Lavdafka, that he said before, that part of the pasuk is Lavdafka. If you hang it outside, right next to it, that's what he's supposed to do, that's also okay. So here too, Hachanami Pshitale, maybe it'll be obvious, the Lavdafka Shesham Eish Bishas Sliaso. You don't need a fire there at the moment that you roast it. I feel a Garfalo Eish, if it's slow Batana, right, even if you clean it out and you do Garuf, right, you swept it, so that would still be good. So that's what Gemara first says. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, the question is only according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili and not according to Rabbi Akiva. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, maybe not. I feel like Rabbi Akiva Tzrichale, even according to Rabbi Akiva, maybe it's a question. Even if you don't take it literally, so maybe it's still not clear whether a toldas eish, a swept out oven, would be called Tzli Eish. Because even on a non-literal sense, because after all, there's a big difference, Rabbi Yossi says, between heating something with coals inside and heating something with coals already swept out. Mashal, I'll give you an example. Mashal means, Pnei Moshe, Derech Mashal, Omer Lecha. I'll tell you a Mashal, right? Der Mashal, Gechalom La'avir, hatanur, if the gachalim are inside the oven, nitzleh l'chatzi shah, it takes a half an hour to roast whatever you're roasting. Gachalim lavir olam, but if the coals have been already been removed, if they're outside, nitzleh l'shah, it takes an hour. So you see there's a qualitative difference in the roasting, whether there are still coals in there or not. So maybe that reflects that there's a difference, mahus. And even according to Rabbi Akiva, if the coals aren't there, it wouldn't be called sliyesh. The Gemara, so fine. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Ma be nitzla miksasu machmas atanor, ma be nitzla kula machmas atanor. One second. Ask the Gemara, even when it's inside the oven, and the coals are inside the oven, is it purely heated by the coals? Right? L'chore, it's also heated by the walls and the sides of the oven too. So even when the coals are inside, there's a combination, and the heat of the coals and the heat of the walls combine. So if even when the coals are in, the walls are being used, even if when the coals are out, the walls are fully being used, but either way, you know, it shouldn't make a difference, because whether you use miksas, the heat of the walls, or all the heat of the walls, if miksas works and contributes, so then even if it's all, should work and contribute. So that's the Gemara's question. Ma bein nitzle miksasu machmas ha'or, right? What's the difference if it's roasted partially, machmas atanor? I'm sorry, machmas atanor. What's the difference if it's roasted, partially machmas atanor? That's if the coals are inside. Ma bein nitzle kula machmas atanor, if the coals are outside, right? It should still be good. So the Gemara says, wrong. It's not true, right? When the coals are inside, the Gemara is going to say it's fully roasted by the coals, and the walls just help concentrate and keep the heat in, but they don't contribute directly. And is this a machlokas and how to look at what's happening? Right? I don't think it's a machlokas and mitzius, right? There's a machlokas, how they looked at and tried to define the act of roasting. So, Amar Biosi Barbun, Taner eina mola gecholim klum, right? By a ton, the walls, the taner doesn't help the coals. Right, the coals do it themselves if the coals are inside. Klum eino ela machnis as hevel. The walls just help concentrate and keep the hevel in. Bishashag, and therefore, bishashag achalim ba'avir hatanur nisla l'chadisho. And therefore, because it helps concentrate the heat, that's why there's a difference between the half hour and the hour. But not because there's a qualitative different, type of cooking. So, I'm sorry, and therefore there is a different type of cooking. When the coals are inside, it's all the coals, and when the coals are outside, it's all the walls. So therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, it could still be a question. Elamachnas esako, it's hevel. The walls just concentrate the heat, the steam. B'shasha gechalim ba'avir atanur. So when the gechalim are inside, it's lelachatisha. That's why the concentration, the help, the walls give help, but it's not that it's contributing directly to the roasting, but that it contributes to make it half an hour. It takes an hour. So I agree with you. I mean, whether it cooks or roasts in half an hour or an hour, that's, you can't argue with that. But in terms of halachically, what the reason for that is, so that's a different type of cooking. And therefore, and when the coals are inside, it does it fully. So therefore, you can ask the question, even according to Rabbi Akiva, what is the halacha of garaf as hatanur? So the Gemara does not answer the question here, or the Gemara ends without answering the question. If you look in the Rambam, in Parakhes of Hilchos Karbanos, Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, Hisik es hatanur, v'garaf es kol ha'ish, v'taluhu b'tanur v'taluhu, hare ze aser, she'ein ze tzli'esh. This is not tzli'esh. Right, that's what the Bavli, is no tell here, even though we don't answer the question. The Bavli, the Rukhasa Misha quotes, Meimad Rabbi Yochanan, Ba'ala, Ayin He. So he quotes that it's Rabbi Yochanan in the Bavli. Chatuv, it's Alu Agabi Gechalabar, is it Sliyesh? If you cut it to put it on the coals, that is Sliyesh, even if it's not whole, that still is okay with the Evan. Okay. So, says the Mishnah. In Solanes HaPesach, as we saw, you have to use a pomegranate wood spit, and the Gemara clarifies in Solanes HaPesach lo bishpud v'lo ba'askel. You can't use a metal spit, as we saw. We don't pass them like Rabbi Yehuda, who said before that it's okay, and he does not hold to the principle of cham miksaso cham kulo lo bishpud v'lo ba'askel. And you can't use a metal grill. Right, an askala, a metal grill. We'll have to see. The Gemara in the Bavli talks about what if it has holes in it, but some type of metal. Why? Because then, if it's touching the metal, as we'll see, it's going to become usher. Amar Rabbi Tzadok, my Rabbi Gamliel Sharmula Tevi Avdo. Rabbi Tzadok says, Rabbi Gamliel told his Tevi, his servant, his famous servant, save it, salalanu as a Pesach ala Askala, go and roast us the Pesach on the Askala, so we'll have to see. Maisa Listar, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Loba Askala, and then Rabbi Tzadok quotes Rabbi Gamliel's story, that you do it on an Askala. We'll have to see how that works. Naga Becher Soshel Taner, what happens if by mistake, the Karmen Pesach touched the side of the oven, Yiklov is, so therefore that spot is no longer Tzli'esh, it's Tzli'tanur. And therefore you have to get rid of it. So Yiklov is Makomo, you have to peel off that spot. We assume that it wasn't there for so long and the liquids, maybe it was a dry spot and therefore the liquid wasn't Mivabeya, the liquid didn't, go into, the piece of meat so deeply and therefore just Yiklov as mikomo, because it was just roasted at that spot. It's tanor, not tzliyesh. You have to get rid of it. Nataf meirotfo alacheres. But what happens if a drop of boiling hot, a gravy from the Karan Pesach, fell onto the oven, and then v'chazer elav, and then it went back and went onto the Karan Pesach? So we assume that liquid went further in. Went further in. That shuman, that's mivabea, went further in. It was nivla in the Pesach. So yitol es bekomo. You got to take off a little bit more than just peeling off. Yitol es bekomo. Right? The carbon eta says, delo sagile beklifa. It's not enough to peel the outer layer. Ela benetila kovi etzba. You have to take the width of a finger. The shuman nivla betocho harbe, because shuman, when it's liquid, it's nivla inside of it. It gets absorbed inside of it. Voso shuman slimin acheresu. And that shuman is not kosher Pesach, right? It's not tzliyesh, it's tzlicheres, and therefore you have to get rid of it. Yitol es bekomo, natav meirotva, la soles yikmos es bekomo. But if you, let's say you had some flour there, and we'll have to see, hot flour, and some of the Karan Pesach dripped on that hot flour, so then also you have to be komets, you have to remove the spot where the rotev went onto, and then the rest is okay. Yikmots es makomo, the Gemara will say, okay, the carbonate already foreshadows bisoles rosachas, and therefore you just take it off and you burn that komets like other kachem sulim. You have to burn it because that's part of the Karan Pesach that became pasul. But the rest of the flour is going to be kosher. Good. Says the Gemara, sli eish lo tzli shpod. Right, as we saw in the Mishnah, you have to be cooked, you have to roast it on a fire and not roast it from the spit, and therefore you can't use the metal. Lotzli kedera, also you can't roast it on a pot. Lotzli askala, you can't roast it on a grill. Lotzli matefes, lotzli kaldavar. You can't roast it on anything except for tzli esh. Michvas, now we're going to compare. Michvas esh. We know by tzara'as, there is different categories of saras. One of them is where you get saras on a wound where somebody had a burn. Somebody had a burn, a michvas eish. It started to heal. It wasn't completely healed. And then a saras spot grows out of a white or a white is reddish. Michvas eish. So says the Gemara is going to compare that type of level of eish where it got burned from and our case of tzli'esh. Okay, there are many contexts where one could compare fire to, as we mentioned the Shabbos before. But mechvazeish, yachol moreres, you might think, even if it's totally not healed, and it's still oozing out pus, it's not healed yet, that type of burn, yachol moreres, what is the lashon of moreres from the word rar b'saro, oozing out on the skin. It's also, you might think, even if you get a tzaras type of spot, even if it's not totally healed at all, tavalomar, no, v'haisa michyas hamichva. Michyas means it's semi-healed, right? It's semi-healed, michyas hamichva. So that's what you need for it to be considered a tzaras spot. Michyas hamichva yochal ha-chetiyas ha-tzalekes, and if it's partially healed, michyas hamichva, it has to be healed, you might think, as it needs to get salekes, which is fully healed. That's a te'ase salekes, carbon aida. Shiala krum, chazak, there's like a thick membrane that, a new piece of skin over it, and is rape hamaka legamre. Velo nishar ela roshem hamaka shikwa salekes. The only thing you have left is a salekes, like a scar, right? So you might think that only after that occurs is it could be considered a tzaras. Bar tavalomar, michvas ish. No, the it's still there. Michvas eish, there's a wound, a fire. So, okay, tzad, so what's the exact case? Chaisa velo chaisa. It's semi-healed. It's healed a little bit, but not fully healed. Chaisa velo chaisa. That's the tzara spot on that. that's where it's going to be considered when the Kohen sees it to be called the Tzaras part. And there are different rules, as we know, between Tzaras and different parts of the body and different situations. And also it says, later on, Tzareves HaMichvahi. Right, that we have tzareves is a wrinkled skin. Tzareves HaMichvah, so that's somewhere in the middle. It's healed, but it's not fully healed. Ad she'tikrom k'klipas Hashem. Until that membrane, it's not a thick one, like the carbon Ada mentioned, a krum chazak, but it's a thin one, like the peel of an onion. Ad she'tikrom k'klipas Hashem. Okay, now we have to add in a line that's put in by the carbon Ada, second wide line. Ein li ela she'nichva ba'arz. I only know that a burn is if it gets, a person's skin gets burned by actual fire. How about if it gets burned by toldus eish, nichva beremetz, coals, besid, hot lime, sid roseach, ubegifsis roseach, ubechamea or, boiling hot water, minayin, how do you know that also would be, in this category of michvas eish, tamalamer michva, right? So, included in that is michva. So you see eish, michyas ha-michva, and a type of wound from a fire, all of these are included. So now the Gemara says, Vikohu amar hachin, and here you say not, meaning when it comes to Korban Pesach, it's only tzli eish, only mamish eish, right? The Korban Pesach has to be burned with fire, not with something that was burned by fire, that was heated by fire. Why by tsaras do you include other items that were heated by fire to make it called a fire spot on the skin? So Amar Balazar, Taman, there's a difference. Because by Korban Pesach, it says it twice. Taman tzli eish, back to the Gemara, ki im tzli eish, shana alav akasav li'ikuf. Right, by Korban Pesach, it says it twice, and the rule by Kachem is, if it says it twice, it's ma'akev. It's ma'akev, and therefore, eish is eish. Bram hacha v'aysa michyas ha-michva mikal makom. Here, it doesn't say the word eish twice, and therefore, you know, it's, could be more inclusive. More inclusive. This, limud, that's one answer. Let's just do the other answer first, I guess. The second answer says the Gemara Amar Shmuel, Barav Duma, Tamam, when it comes to Korban Pesach, Chuka Torah Ma'akev. It uses the lashon of Chok, right? Zos Chukas HaPesach. And it uses the lashon of Torah, Torah Achas. And therefore, those lashonos are li'ikuva. Hacha Ma'islacha. But here by Paya Mitzorah, it doesn't say those types of lashonos. And therefore, there is a difference between the two. Two ha'aris to make. Number one, the kaz of Shana Kasav La'akev, if you look in the Lekach Tov, in the fifth Klal, Klal Hey, he has a whole piece about Shana Kasav La'akev. He discusses there what is called Kachim for Shana Kasav La'akev, because the rule is only by Kachim, right? By outside of Kachim, if the Pasuk says something, the Pasuk says something, it can be Ma'akev even without saying it twice. Dafka in Kachim, Shana Kasav La'akev. So he discusses, very beautiful in Yanim, relating to, do you say Big Day Kahuna is called Kachim for Shana Kasav La'akev? Is it also by Kadshe Bedek Habayis, Kushas Damim, or is it only by Kadshe Haguf, right? Different types of, definitions. What would you call? He starts off by discussing, right, the Tosfos and Gittin on Dav Gimel, where Tosfos discusses you never find a difference on a Daraisa level between Lechadchila and Bidiyevet. Right? There's always, Daraisa is always needed. Darabanan, you can have a Lechadchila and Bidiyevet, but not Daraisa. And there are other Rishonim that say this as well. There's a Ritva, that discusses, but there seem to be many indications that, at least not fully, it's not fully true, right? Remember the Gemara in the first parak of Maseches Sukkah, like what Hidr Mitzvah, right? The Machlokes of Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Yehuda says Hidr Mitzvah, Zekeh Leveh, the Rabbanan say you don't need Hidr Mitzvah. Aye, so we paskin, like the day that says, you need Hidr Mitzvah L'chadchila, but B'dieved not. So what is that? That's L'chadchila? So the Ritva quotes there, it must be that Hidr Mitzvah is Durabbanan. By the fact that it's not ma'akev. Wow. But, the Pasha Psha, there are many examples given where you have a lechadchila even on a Doraisa level, right? If you look at, remember the Mishnah in Yevamos. Mishnah Yevamos. What's the lechadchila way of doing a, chalitza? Lechadchila way, right? The Gemara there says, if you have, here in the Perek Mitzvah Chalitza, Daf Kuv Dalet. Chaltza v'rakaka v'lo kara. Right, if somebody, there are many different parts of the chalitza. If somebody she did the removal of the shoe and she spit, but she didn't do the kriyas apsukim, chalitza sakshera. So there already you see, right? Everybody agrees that the kriyas apsukim is not ma'akev. Everybody agrees that the chalitza is ma'akev. The machlokes is about the rakika. That's what the Mishnah says. Kara v'raka gav alo chalza chalitasa psula. Chalza v'kara v'alo rakika. That's a machlokes. Rabbi Lezer omer chalitasa psula, Rabbi Kiva omer chalitasa kshera. So you see that there's a lechatchila and b'diavid way of doing chalitza, lechora, right? There are other examples of this, many examples. Achronim like to quote the Tosfos in Nida. Right? Tosfos in Nida says a similar line, but not exactly the same. Not exactly the same. Right? The Tosfos in Nida on Daf Samach Vav, where Tosfos asks, why isn't there, when you go to the mikvah, we know you need roi l'bias mayim. Right? You can't have a chatitza even in one's teeth. Between one's teeth, if you have a bone stuck between your teeth, so then that could be a problem. Right? That's a chatitza inside the mouth. Because you need roi l'bias mayim. You need water to be able to get in, even though you don't actually have to open your mouth when you go to the mikvah. But yeah, or the eyes. We have to. There has to be the potential for it to be. Say, ask Tosfos, why isn't there a lechatchila to actually have water get in there? Right? Why is it only roi l'bias mayim? Even on a lechatchila level, you'll never find that there's a lechatchila to keep your eyes and your mouth open. You'll never have that. So that's Tosfos' kasha. V'im tomar. Nida samach vav. Amaylo be'inan bias mayim lechatchila. Be'beis astarim kemo bila v'kriya b'chalitza. Ubevikurim, right? He quotes the Kriya, the Chalitza case that we just said, right? There's definitely a Chalchila to do the Kriya Sepsukim by Chalitza, right? So why don't we say that there's a Chalchila by the Mikvah? The Yesh Lomar says the Tosfos, De'ein Svara Gabe Tevila. There's no Svara to say, Gabe Tevila, that there's a Chalchila. Shalik Pida Torah Ela Shiyatahar Adam. Because the Torah says, become Tahar. The ain lomar de lachadchila liboy, de kiva de bidi eved tahar, lachadchila nami loboy, de tala lo tevila. Tosa seems to say that when it comes to a matir, so that's where there can be a lachadchila bidi eved. When it comes to other mitzvahs, so symbolic mitzvahs, ceremonial mitzvahs, so then you can say there's a difference between lachadchila and bidi eved. But when it comes to a matir, like tevila, so you can't say there's a lachadchila way doing it and a bidyevet. If it works, it works. It's a matir. If it works, it works. So you have to go back to some of the other cases. Shchita. Is there a lachadchila way of shchita is a matir lachora? So you have to cut rov simanim. Is there a lachadchila to cut kulo simanim? Right? As a dindaraisa. As a dindarabanan to say, just to make sure that you did rov, you should cut kol. Okay, dirabanans, you can always have every lachadchilas. But is there a daraisa? So Tosa says here, there's no daraisa, there can't be a lechatchila when it comes to a matir. Ava, and what are his examples? Of non-matirim, avo bila, umikra bikurim, v'chalitza mitzvahs ninu. So interesting, yes, chalitza has a mitzvah, not just a matir, hilkach lechatchila le'evit. So that's why they have to do lechatchila. Chalitza might have both. Chalitza might have both. Rather than afkamina, big discussion in the Achronim, what happens if a woman has no intention of getting remarried? She's 99 years old and her yavam is 101. That she would have to get married to. She has no intention of getting remarried and having children. So does she still have to do chalitza? That's a discussion. It's a discussion. If you say it's a mitzvah, then maybe. If it's just a matir to allow her to get remarried, then she's out looking for a matir. So you wouldn't have to do it. So that's one discussion here about Shana Kasav La'akev. Just that concept. Rabbi Yosef Eigel discusses that concept reflects the fact that you could have a lachadchila by daraisis. Because only if it's said twice do you say that it's ma'akev. If it's only said once by kachems, then it's not ma'akev. So it's a beferish that there is a lachadchila when it comes to daraisis. Okay, there's also a big discussion of tsara'as and the lashon hara, the connection and the other sins, but we'll leave that for now. Says the Gemara Lesser, Rabbi Gamliel Tzliyesh. One second. Rabbi Gamliel, who allowed, right, in the story in our Mishnah, Rabbi Tzala quotes the story. Rabbi Gamliel told his Tevi Avdo, you could roast it on the metal grill. So he doesn't require Tzliyesh. So the Gemara answers, Islay Pesach Mitzrayim Tzliyesh, Ein Pesach Hadora Tzliyesh. Wow. So he says, if you look at the Pesukim carefully, you could understand that the requirement for Tzliyesh is only that first year in Pesach Mitzrayim. But Pesach Doros, does not have to be Tzliyesh literally. The Pnei Moshe says, V'hadar k'siv ki'im b'tzliyesh l'lamed al Pesach Doros, afilu im nitzle machmas told us ha'esh, k'tzliyeshu, delo kapit b'haikra elosh lo yochlu na u'bashel mevushal, ki'im tzli, u'machmas esh ke'eshu. So he says you can read the Pesukim like that. Amar Rabbi Yossi bar bun, Rabbi Gamliel, we'll flip the girsa, of a told us Eish ka'esh. Rabbi Gamliel compared told us Eish, right, derivatives of Eish, like Eish generally. He had a special din by the first Pesach that couldn't work. But generally he holds told us Eish ka'esh. Rabbanan lo avdin told us ka'esh ka'esh. And the Rabbanan did not treat told us Eish ka'esh in this context. Rabbi Gamliel says the Gemara without answering it. Cholak al chachamim v'osa halacha kayotze ba. Rabbi Gamliel argued on the Rabbanan and actually followed his own shita. You know, we can have many machlokos in the Beis Medrash, right? But eventually when there's a Yochanan and a Rabban, the Rabban wins, right? If there hasn't been any accepted psak and there is many different opinions. Remember the case that, the beginning of, Rabbi Elazar de Mila in the Bavli, there were some Tanoim that didn't hold the Rabbanan of chicken and milk. But once the halacha is accepted and the Rabbanan, the majority accepts, and you're in the place of the Rabbanan. Remember, that Gemara said, if you're in your own town, so maybe you could do like your own town. But if you're in the place and you're discussing it, so would you go by your own shita? Right? It smacks of Zakin Mamre-ish. It's not actually Zakin Mamre, but it smacks of that type of concept. That once you're outvoted, they have to go by the majority. Remember that Ramban in Parshas Kisetze, where he talks about the Dalet Tzricha Nachraza, Sanhedrin Peites, the four that get announcements when they are punished, to make sure that everybody knows, right? The Ramban talks about Zakin Mamre, and Edom Zomamin, and Mesis, and Bensar Amora, right? Those four are Tzricha Nachraza, and the Ramban explains there, if we have time, we'll read it, that they're not punished per se for what they did. Because in each case, for what they did, it might not reach the level of needing the punishment. But they're punished for what they represent and to teach society, right? And the Zaki Mamri is one of them. We can't have a system like this where everybody does whatever they please, right? So that's the message of this halacha too. And Gamliel argued on the butt of Osa halacha kayotze bo. He followed his own shita. You know, that's hard. That's hard to understand. Period. So now the Gemara quotes a brisa. Why you need every phrase in the pasuk about Sliyesh. Ilu amar lo sof lemimenu ki im sliyesh. Velo no mana. If it said don't eat it, except roasted. But it doesn't say no. It doesn't say don't eat it semi-roasted. Hayiti omer. Hifavu vitzlayamata. I would have thought if you roast it a little bit, it's good enough. Sliyesh means leave it a little bit. Havitzara chusheyomer no. That's what it has to say. No. No is a little bit. No good. O ilu amar lo sof lemimenu ki im sliyesh. Velo amar ubashel. If it only said sliyesh, it didn't say the other phrase of ubashel, iti omer, shalk of itzlaye mutar. I would have thought if you cook it and then you roast it, it's still okay. There's no issur of per se cooking it. There's an issur of eating it cooked. And therefore, cooking it and then roasting it, maybe it changes the status. Havitzara chushi omar ubashel. That's why he says ubashel. O ilu amar al tof lemenu ki im sliyesh. Velo amar mivushal, the double lashon. Bashel mivushal, adi omer, bishlov itzlaye mutar. I would have thought if you cook it a little bit and then you follow by tzli, that also would be okay. That's why you need all of that to teach me no cooking beforehand, and it has to be fully roasted. Period. So we know you have to eat the Karan Pesach at night, and you have to eat it in a certain way. What if you ate it in the wrong way earlier on the afternoon? So we know the afternoon is already the world of Karan Pesach, because after all, you could shecht it then. You're just not supposed to eat it then. So do the Isurim of eating it in the wrong way, do they apply on Erev Pesach at the time? So double two machlokos. Achal k'zayis nomi od yom, is tani tani chayev, is tani tani pater. Machlokos, man damar chayev. The one says chayev, al tachav eno na, bikal makom. The one says chayev, don't eat it na, don't eat it semi-cooked, whenever you're in the world of Karan Pesach, which is even Erev Pesach. No, when there's the mitzvah to eat it, that's when there's the aver of eating it in the wrong way. At a time when there's no mitzvah of eating it, there's no isser of eating it in the wrong way. One case. Shavar bo etzemi bod yom. What about this element? Breaking a bone. We know the isser daraisa, breaking the bones of the Karan Pesach. If you break the bones, Erev Pesach. Is tani tani chayv, is tani tani pater. Also, machlokas. Manda amar chayiv, according to the one that says chayiv, ve'etzem l'sish rubo, b'kol makom. Don't break the bones. And that would apply whenever you're in the world of Karan Pesach, even already Erev Pesach. Manda amar pater, b'shar she'eno, b'kol machot tzli, eno mishum, ve'etzem l'sish rubo. At a time where you don't have the mitzvah yet to eat it, so then you don't have the iser of breaking the bones. B'shar shu, b'kol machot tzli, u'mishum, ve'etzem l'sish rubo. At a time when you have the mitzvah only at night, that's when you have the iser of the etzem, lo tishburu, tishburu vo. The Sefer Achinuch here, as is known, as he does 100 times in his Sefer, but I think this is the first time in the Sefer by the Isser Ashviras Etzem, by Mitzvah Tezayin. That's where he talks about Achareya Pu'ulos Nimshachos Halavavos, that we are influenced by our actions, what we spend our day doing, that influences us. If somebody is in their whole day doing chesed, then they're going to be influenced and they're going to end up becoming Baalei Chesed. If they're Baalei Chesed, they spend their day doing mean things. So that's where the chinuch, the first time that the chinuch discusses the Isser of Shiras Etzem is here. Maybe we'll start with that, Be'ez Hashem, next time where we discuss, right? He starts off by saying, you shouldn't, ain't covered the B'nai Malachim, but Yoatse Eretz, Legarer Atzamos Ulashabrim Kiklavim. Don't be like a dog. That you break the bones and you eat it ravenously. Lo yaus laasos kacha ki im la aniye ha'am hare'evim. The starving ones. Al kein betchilas bar'enu. At the beginning of our creation as a nation. Bo'enu liyaskulas kol ha'amim. Amlechas konim ba'am kadosh. U'b'chal shana v'shana bo'so azman. Roy lanu laasos ma'asim ha'mar'im banu. Hamala ha'gadola sha' alinu la ba'osa sha'. Right? To show that the great milah that we were elevated to at that moment. When we talk about Maisav Adimion Shanachru Osim, Nikva Benafshinu Adavar La'olam, and then he gets into the lengthy discussion of Achrei Pu'ulos, which Be'ez Hashem will start with next time, in the next daf.